Today, President Trump visited both cities where mass shooters attacked over the weekend. In Dayton, Ohio, he met with first responders, injured victims, and families of the 9 people killed in Sunday's nightclub district attack. He then flew to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed at a Walmart by a man apparently targeting Mexicans and Hispanics. NPR's Martin Costi is there in El Paso and joins us again now. And Martin, what was on the president's agenda there in Texas?
Well, the main focus in both these places was hospital visits. He met behind closed doors with recovering victims and medical staff. And here in El Paso, he also met with the police chief and first responders, and he spoke briefly to the traveling media. He said he thought Republicans and Democrats in Washington could get something done, presumably to prevent shootings like this in the future. Then he criticized politicians back in Ohio, saying he didn't think that today should be a day for politicking, even though he'd just criticized them via Twitter from Air Force One.
There's been a lot of debate over whether the president should have gone to El Paso. Many people believe his rhetoric about an immigrant invasion, as he puts it, inspired this attack. So how was he greeted? What kind of welcome did he have?
Well, certainly elected officials here in El Paso have not been thrilled about this visit. The mayor, DeMargo, was kind of deadpan on Monday when he talked to us about the coming presidential visit. He called it a formal duty as a mayor that he had to do. The Democrats here have outright said Trump was not welcome. The congresswoman from this area, Veronica Escobar, said that, as did the former congressman from El Paso, Beto O'Rourke, who's, of course, running for president. And there were protesters. They gathered in a park just a few blocks away from the hospital that the president visited. The organizers of the rally said it was sort of about community resilience, but really it was anti-Trump. I mean, lots of people there holding signs calling the president a racist, saying he has blood on his hands. Carmen Sanchez is a retired nurse who brought a sign that said, "Please respect our pain. Leave."
He called us Hispanics rapists, gangsters, criminals, and told the American people and the whole world that we are invading this country. He put a target on us.
And yet President Trump held a boisterous rally in El Paso back in February, so he obviously has some support there as well.
Well, absolutely. Even some Mexican-Americans here say they don't exactly necessarily accept this idea that he's a racist because he's taking a hard line on illegal immigration and migrants. Earlier today, I talked to the local Republican Party president of the local party here, Bob Pena. He accused Beto O'Rourke and other Democrats of exploiting these deaths for political gain. And he says this visit is just a kind of a no-win situation for the president.
If he had not come, you would have had people saying, oh my gosh, he's ignoring it. He's hiding from it. He's damned if he doesn't. He's damned if he doesn't.
And Pena is a Mexican-American, and he thinks that the president's enemies have been purposely blurring the difference between legal and illegal immigration to cast the president in bad light. But he's glad that Trump has focused attention on the migrant crisis on the border.
He had the foresight 3 years ago to bring it to our attention, everybody's attention. We've been talking about it for years here in El Paso. That's why we're saying, thank God he's doing it.
So obviously strong differences of opinion there in El Paso. How is the city generally reacting today? What's the mood like there?
Well, there have been a few flare-ups, sort of scuffles. I actually saw a scuffle between a small number of Trump supporters and anti-gun protesters a couple of nights ago, and there have been some tensions at the informal memorial that's been set up near the site of the shooting at the Walmart. Generally speaking, I'd say the mood in the city is one more about mourning than political anger. It's definitely a somber place here. It's not about politics for most people.
NPR's Martin Costi in El Paso, Texas. Thank you.
You're welcome.